Just one important insight on the laws of berachot. Berachot obviously should be made with kavanah. But we see a very important lesson from a famous Gemara in Berachot that teaches us that workers were exempt from making Birkat HaMazon. At least they were exempt from certain blessings of the Birkat HaMazon. In the olden days, the employers were very strict with the employees, and therefore they did not give them time, let's say, on the job to go make, you know, their berachot as they should. So therefore the Hachamim exempted the workers. I want to point out this does not apply today. Today it's more flexible in the workplace. They let you eat for a half hour, so there's enough time to make a beracha, etc. But my point over here today is that, so they exempted them, let's say, from three berachot of the Birkat HaMazon. Why? Because he's got to work. So they let him stop to say the first beracha, and then he goes back to work. So the question is, so let him say the other berachot while he's working. He's, you assume the guy knows Birkat HaMazon by heart. So let him go back to work, and as he's working, you're able to, you know, if you're able to whistle while you work, so you can also do Birkat HaMazon also when you're working, which means just, you know, by heart. And the explanation is that when you're working, you're not allowed to make a beracha, because you're not going to be able to have the proper kavanah. So the rabbis exempted you from even making such a beracha like this, because that's not really a valid beracha when you're preoccupied with something else. So for me, you learn a great lesson, that when you're making berachot, really you should stop for that moment and just focus on the berachah that you're making, and not to fidget and do other things and signal and make you know, different type of motions. The moment that you're making the berachah should be totally devoted for the berachah. This happens a lot of times regarding Asheri Yatzar. When a person comes out of the bathroom, so he's on the go. So I saw from great rabbis that they would make it a point to stop in their tracks wherever they were, say the Asheri Yatzar. It's a 15-second delay, but this is a proper training. Then you can go on. But instead of counting your money when you're making the beracha, or putting on your jacket, or doing other things, this would not be proper. There is a story told by Rav Dan Sigal, Hashem Yishmeneo, regarding the Hazon Ish, that when the Hazon Ish was very sick, he ate without making berachot. Because the Hazon Ish held that with the level of concentration that he had, it would be pikuach nefesh for him. It would be too much, too taxing for him. So Rav Dan Sigal asked him, so why don't you have less kavara? Don't have so much intent. So it seems the Hazon Ish held that less than his prescribed kavana would not be considered a valid beracha. So therefore it was better just to eat without the beracha, not to risk himself getting physically harmed because of it. So you see over here again the importance of how much Hachamim placed on kavana in the berachot. It should be noted, this also applies when you're listening to a beracha. A lot of times during the kiddush on Friday night, you know, everybody's maneuvering, you know, putting hors d'oeuvres in their plate while the kiddush is happening, or they're, you know, they're putting the wine and they're moving around and they're playing with the kids and stuff. During the kiddush on Friday, I want you to be very careful to stand in his place and listen intently to all the words of the kiddush as well.